So if you can look upon your life and see where is it that life seems to limit you, what is the area where you feel hemmed in by life, the forms in your life situation. It could be relationships, it could be a place where you live, the people you live with, the physical structures around you, the house, or the work situation, whatever it may be. And so almost everybody experiences some form of limitation in their life, some form of limitation, and see if there. And then you might notice also that you are in an almost habitual resistance to those limitations, those forms in your life. And see what happens if you let go of the resistance to what is. Use that and see what happens if you let go of the no to this moment. You may be surprised how quickly things change, how quickly the stuckness gets unstuck when you surrender. And some of you have experienced it already in certain areas of your life. How quickly you become free of the conditioned, not by trying to reach some point of the unconditioned in the future, the limitless, but by not offering inner resistance to the conditioned. With that deep acceptance of what is, comes what a word that I usually avoid, because it can easily become a thought form and it has so been misused so much. With acceptance of what is comes love. You love what is. That goes. It's. You don't. We don't even need to say love. It's there when you. There's an allowing of whatever form this moment takes. Love arises. Oh. So the secret is not to turn your back upon the limitations and trying to reach some point in the future where you realize yourself as unlimited, once you've sorted out your life situation, it's never going to happen. Not for long. Then some new things, something else crops up. Instead of looking for some liberation at a future moment, the more limited you are in your life situation, there are degrees of limitation. Very limited, for example, would be if your body may not make it for that much longer anymore. They might have said you may have 2 months, two more months. You may be limited in other areas. You may be listening to this on a tape and find yourself in a prison cell. Those extreme limitations are the most powerful openings, the most powerful openings into presence, into space. When you surrender to that, and so it happens in some people's lives, there is one big thing, one, what used to, Christians used to call, or still do, your cross. One big thing in your life that is a dreadful burden or seems a dreadful limitation. Most of you have many little things. That's fine too. That works too. But the one big thing works even better. If you're lucky enough to want to have one big thing in your life that's, oh, absolutely unacceptable. Nobody could accept that. Well, that's what the mind says. And then surrender happens.